Program number LS-262. This is Heartbeat, and I'm Landon Saunders. After a teacher had told his students how they should play the game of life, one puzzled student asked, "But how can we play the game when we don't know where the goalposts are?" Perhaps that's the problem with many of us. We don't know what we're really shooting for. We've lost the vision. We've ceased to dream. And we speak of our destiny in credulous, hushed tones. One of the most popular plays of recent years is Man of La Mancha. It's a modern musical based on the 16th century story of Don Quixote. After hundreds of years, this story continues to fascinate and thrill the hearts of thousands. Why? Well, on the surface, Don Quixote seems to be the story of a madman who fancies he can right every wrong simply by the power of his passion. And so he sallies forth into the world, a lanky, freakish scarecrow of a man in rusty armor, riding his equally unimpressive horse, with Sancho, his short, fat, faithful attendant, riding his flea-bitten mule beside him, off to erect some goalposts to reshape destiny the way Quixote wants it to be. He has a knack for seeing unrealized potential in people and in things. There's something electrifying when he sings, "To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to right the unrightable wrong, to reach the unreachable star." This story, I think, is timeless because of something very fundamental in human nature, man's need for an ideal, even if the ideal is impossible to reach. Striving for a goal is necessary for the healthy human spirit. The author, Cervantes, saw Spain living in pleasure, relaxing in the success of past achievements, floundering into the future without a national goal. And he strikes in them and in us a responsive chord because each of us is an idealist at heart. In our age of skepticism about great human and religious values, we want to reach the unreachable stars. We need a vision, a dream that's worthy of our commitment, that's worthy of our lives. Do you have a dream? An ideal that's just beyond your reach? Do you know where the goalposts are in your life? On a mural, Francis Scott Bradford has depicted the life of a man. A heroic figure of man is painted as chained to the skyscrapers of his cities, rearing up, stretching his chains, peering onward into the stars and planets of the heavens. And the scroll inscribes this summary: "Man, though chained to earth, looks across time and space toward an unknown perfection which he may never reach, but will forever seek." Today, our problems are many and great. Life for thousands has become a boring routine. It's as though we've turned our faces away from the sky. The music is low, our laughter hollow, our dreams lie shattered in the dust. But it's not as though we can no longer be touched. There are still certain things we feel to be beautiful and good, and we must hunger after them. If you think about it, you'll discover that you too have a real thirst for life. You long to reach out to it, to be more than you are. Maybe you've just lost your place in your dream. Thousands were caught by surprise when the teacher came. It was a time much like ours. But suddenly, he appeared with a vision, a dream for men. He looked into the eyes of the despairing, the forgotten, the forlorn, the poor, and he saw for each one more than they were, and they caught the vision, and they were changed. You need someone to look into your eyes, to touch you with love, to give you worth, a cause for which you can live, to stir your dreams for yourself and mankind, to give you a dream of justice and love and mercy. I'm Landon Saunders. When we lose our vision of life, we lose the fire of life. And when you've lost the fire, the cold hand of death has already touched you. But don't forget, there is a place for your life. May we help you find it? My address is Landon Saunders, Box 7401, Chicago. This is Heartbeat.